This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And it is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak believer. But at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also highlighted, وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ. There is khair in all believers, but the strong believer, and I'll mention what strong means in a minute, but a strong believer is better than a weak believer. Then the hadith goes on to say, احرص على ما ينفعك. Be eager to do things that will be beneficial to you. واستعين بالله. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تعجز. Do not lose hope. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not lose hope, do not become despondent. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ. If any affliction comes to you, if you get affected negatively by something, then do not say, لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. If only I had done something this way or that way, then this would have happened. Because, but say, وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Say that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained, He did, and it happened. Because this word, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. This word, if, whenever we say if in the past tense, if I had done this, if I had taken that certain medicine, if I had gone to that doctor, if I had said this in my job interview, this opens up the doors of the shaitan to dwell on the past. So let's focus first on the beginning of the hadith, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that a strong believer is better than a weak believer. What does that mean? We can talk about strength in a physical sense, and physical strength is also good. But most of the scholars say that the strength that is being mentioned here is the inner strength, the willpower, hope, optimism. All of these things are referred to in this beautiful hadith. That a strong believer, meaning his strength, his conviction, his willpower, his optimism, his view of the world, is in a positive sense. It's never in a negative sense. He takes everything in a positive way. So this believer, he is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and more beloved than a person who is negative all the time. He is pessimistic all the time. He looks at everything in a negative sense. He believes that whenever anything is going on in the ummah, that the whole world is against Muslims. So we really need to understand this hadith and put it into practice, and we will inshallah do things in a positive way, we will take action in a positive way, and that will affect our life and the lives of the people around us. When a person has this quwwa, this willpower inside him, then what happens? He has strength in all of his deeds. Everything that he does, he will go through those deeds with firm conviction. He will not lose hope, whether those deeds are related to the world or the hereafter. Whether a person is using this strength in his business or his workplace, or related to the affairs of the hereafter, he will have strength in all of his deeds. When a person talks and says anything, he is firm in his conviction. He is firm in what he says. He is not wishy-washy. He is not wishy-washy, and I'm going to mention a hadith later on, which talks about a person who is imma'a, according to what the Prophet ﷺ said, and how the Prophet ﷺ forbade us from becoming imma'a, meaning a person who has no opinion of his own, he just goes the way the wind blows. So a person, when he is a strong believer, he has conviction in whatever he says. Thirdly, whenever he practices, he is steadfast upon his practice. He doesn't shave his beard because he thinks that he's going to be labeled a terrorist at the airport. And he doesn't change his name at the workplace because he thinks that the name Muhammad is too Muslim. And he will be scrutinized because of the name Muhammad. When he practices, he is steadfast and he stays firm to his conviction. When the person debates or argues with somebody, he is clear in his argument. His argument is clear. He talks according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And when we talk according to the Quran and the Sunnah, that talk is going to be in black and white. It's going to be very, very clear. And there will be no turning away from that. That person, he's going to be strong in his arguments. When he ponders, when he's alone, he thinks, he is going to be mutma'in. His heart is going to be at ease. He is not going to be stressed out by the affairs of the world around him, or even his own affairs. If he's having difficulty in the workplace, or he's having difficulty at home, he's not going to be stressed out, but he's going to be mutma'in. He's going to be at ease. He's not going to lose sleep at night because of his firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He holds fast to the teachings of the deen, and he's never weak in those teachings. Sometimes a person, when he is faced by afflictions and problems, he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he thinks to himself that I've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so long and now I am affected by this problem. What did I get out of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٍ يَطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٍ إِنْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ. As long as a person, he is getting good in his life and he is not having any difficulty, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he is afflicted by a fitna, a trial, a test, a tribulation, he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says about this person, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. This person, he lost out in this world and he lost out in the hereafter also. And that is the biggest loss. So when a person, he has this strength within him, this conviction within him, he remains steadfast to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through thick and thin. After Fajr today, I talked about a verse from the Quran that who are the people of taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannah for the people of taqwa. U'iddat lilmuttaqeen. And then the ayah goes on to say, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those people that spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good situations and in difficult situations. So the difficult situation, financial restrictions or financial difficulties, he's going through that difficulty, it doesn't prevent him from infaq fi sabilillah and doing good, continuing to do good. So this is what a believer is supposed to be. All situations are equal for him. He doesn't stop practicing because he's going through difficulty. This person who is firm in conviction, when he sees people doing good, he will be the first person to stand up and assist them and help them and be a shoulder to lean on in any problem or challenge that those people who are doing good are going to have. And that person, when he sees people on the wrong path, he will try to order them and forbid them from going on the wrong path. And if they don't listen, then he will shun those people. So these are the qualities of al-mu'min al-qawi, a strong believer. And the opposite of that is what the Prophet ﷺ said. لا تكونوا إمعة. Do not become إمعة. إمعة, it is the plural of إمعة. It refers to a person who has no willpower of his own. He just goes according to the wind. If the wind is blowing north, he goes towards the north. And if the wind is blowing south, he goes to the south. This is what is referred to in this hadith as إمعة. The hadith goes on to explain. تقولون إن أحسن الناس أحسننا If people do good, we will do good. وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمْنَا. And if people do ظُلْم, meaning they do wrong, they oppress, then we will also do the same thing. وَلَكِنْ. What are we supposed to be? The hadith tells us. وَطِّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ تُحْسِنُوا. Establish yourself and become firm, steadfast. If people do good, then you should do good. وَإِنْ أَسَاءُوا فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا. If people are doing bad, then you should not do ظُلْم and you should not do wrong. Always do good, whatever the situation is. So the opposite of a strong believer, what kind of habits do these people have? A weak person becomes a slave of the environment. He becomes a slave of the environment. Whatever the environment tells him, whatever the latest fashion, he has to have that latest fashion. The latest clothes, the latest brand name, the latest gadget, he has to have it. He becomes a slave of the environment. This is a person who is weak-willed. The recurring habits of the people around him become his guidance. Whether those habits are cultural, whether they are just something that has become fashionable. And we have so many situations nowadays where people are really asking questions about this issue of, you know, sexual orientation. It's so difficult to even talk about this from the member. Even Muslims are falling into this trap of, you know, thinking that it's perfectly okay to have a form of orientation which is completely against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the nature of a human being. And people are saying it's okay, it's a free country, we should allow everything to happen. So this is a sign of a person who is not firm and resolute in his beliefs and his teachings. He will go according to what the environment tells him. And unfortunately, again, in a mostly conservative environment like the country in which we're living in, a few years ago, this was not even acceptable by the larger society, by the society at large. But it's become, because of lobbying and because of protests and so on, it's become kind of accepted as the norm. We can never accept these things as the norm, and a firm believer stays resolute in his understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. So going on, how then should we attain this inner strength, and how do we become strong believers? There's an ayah in the Quran where Hud alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his people, يَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. He says, oh my people, make istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and then return back to Him. What does that mean? Return back to His teachings, return back to His commands, return back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. The result will be يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down rainfall for you. He will give you good in this world. He will give you rizq and sustenance. And on top of that, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ. He will increase your strength with the strength that you already have. So this is the way that we get that inner strength, that inner belief, that inner conviction. Fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying resolute in those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not wavering. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. And finally, the same ayah says, do not turn away in the state of being criminals, meaning disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will get what is desired in terms of that strength. The second way, the second step to getting this strength is to have what is known as the tawakkul and complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Whoever has the tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. Again, that tawakkul will prevent him from becoming wishy-washy. It will make him resolute and strong in his beliefs and his actions. Whatever the situation, whatever the environment, he will be proud of his belief, he will be proud of his actions, and he will continue to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith itself, it says, "Ista'in billahi wa la ta'ajaz." Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not lose hope. This is, in a different wording, this is what tawakkul is. That whenever you go through difficulty, rather than looking everywhere, right and left, and up and down, simply turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His assistance. And do not lose hope in that assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ista'in billahi wa la ta'ajaz. Thirdly, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He removes these weaknesses that we have within us. A very prominent and famous dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that we should practice all the time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan wal-ajzi wal-kasal wa'audhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl wa'audhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri rijal. All of the opposite of a strong believer are found in this dua that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking refuge from. I seek refuge from worry and grief. From worry and grief. And to lose hope and laziness. And I seek your help from cowardliness and stinginess. And I seek your refuge from being overpowered by debt. Debt is something that also weakens a person in front of the person that he owes money to. I seek your refuge from being overpowered by debt. وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ and being overpowered by men, by humans. This dua is something that we should put into practice at all times. Again, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. And then, fourthly, the hadith goes on to say, don't get hung up on the past mistakes that you have made. We all make mistakes. We've all had difficulties in our lives. We've all said something or done something that has resulted in detrimental things in our lives. But we cannot just get hung up on those things. And this is what the hadith goes on to say, that لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا فلا تقل لو أني فعلت لكان كذا وكذا. If I had only done this and this, then this would not have happened. Because this low, this if, it opens up the doors of the shaitan and a person starts to lose hope for the future also. So to stay and think about and dwell upon the mistakes made in the past is not something that a believer is supposed to do. Finally, a verse from the Quran which highlights basically the attitude of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Why should not we have the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is the one who guided us to our ways, our paths, the correct path, the true path. He guided us to what we are supposed to do and what we are not supposed to do. After accepting His guidance and putting it into our lives, why should we not have the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will have sabr, we will have patience upon the idha and the harm that you are trying to do to us. And only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the people of tawakkul have tawakkul. This is the essence of that hadith that I just mentioned. Strength, tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will never become despondent and we will never lose hope. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. قُلْ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمدلله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة. الله